Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Okay, we're trying something out here.
What is
Tell me what's happening.
Is everything okay, Nicole?
So far, Sarah's coming in a little hot, but...
Oh, okay, I can turn... Yeah. That's fixable.
Yeah, turn me down. All and right. Actually, Nicole's a little soft.
All right.
What about Bill? Really soft, too.
And Vinny, I can barely hear.
All right. Let's just adjust some of that. Yeah,
Brian's just
what are we doing,
here,
everybody? I thought yesterday Good sounded
morning.
Perfect.
Well, it was perfect, and then something happened at the station, and we have tried to do a workaround this morning. Because that's what we spend our mornings doing. Oh, my God. Brian is apparently on his way to the...
He's here.
The engineering...
He just
here.
Arrived?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah,
he just scared me.
Actually, Bryn, you don't sound... I don't know. Are you really hot?
Am I? I can't tell because I'm hearing myself the same way I always do.
It sounds like
barely
Bryn was
guys.
Pegging the a little, like... Almost.
Yes, you also sound that way to me. So I think what we're going to do is maybe play a couple songs here and have Brian see if he can reconfigure everything.
All right.
Okay.
I will say, Bryn, you practically fixed it.
Almost. I mean,
honestly,
there's just some leveling issues here, I guess.
There's all kinds of
and a little bit of wonkiness of the digital distortion.
A lot of a little happening.
Yeah, Brian just said he was going to drop off his stuff and then go look to see what the issue is. So I don't know how long that will take.
Okay, connect with our meeting either. Is everybody on the?
You were just on a second ago,
but then you were off of it.
I don't know what's going
on
there. Our pets' heads are falling off today.
Our pets' heads are falling off. It's true. But we appreciate that people are, listen, sometimes things happen. No one dies in radio, mostly. So we're going to take a quick break and play a couple songs, Nikki. Grab some stuff and maybe we'll just make it so we're able to go to our normal time and then we'll jump on. Hopefully everything will sound perfect and just like normal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. See you in a minute. Dallas. Woo! Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning, everyone. I think we're good. Can I hear anybody else? No one can hear me.
No, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What about Vinny?
Hello.
Hello. Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's like a whole new day. Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday.
Oh, so we're on.
I believe that we are on. Is that correct? Oh.
Yeah, we're on.
All right, fantastic.
I thought we were waiting. All right, let's do this then.
All right.
Yeah, everything sounds a lot better on my end now.
Does it?
Yeah.
All right.
So we're good.
Yeah. We're, look, we tried to make it so now Bryn can't be on. Bryn has made the sacrifice. So, hello.
What changed from yesterday? Just random, we got up this morning and something wasn't working.
Bryn was connected to KCBS. So we tried to work it around. It doesn't matter. We tried to hook different Comrexes and Lucy's up to get a thread going where we could all be on. And that did not. It worked for us. But then as soon as I think there's something about me and you being now three steps apart from each other, because right now we're two steps apart, that something happened. It doesn't really. I don't really understand it all either. And Bryn is like, puts his mad scientist hat on and, he tries to figure it out. I see him smiling in our Zoom meeting.
I realize nothing ever stays.
My mom is saying Vinny is too loud. Is that
you? You just think that once everything's set, you could just leave it.
You would. You, like, you would think
all right,
that.
It's all working.
Vinny,
done.
That yeah. actually seems like it should be the rule. Once everything's all set, you shouldn't.
That's so weird. If no one touched anything, how is anything different today than yesterday? But all
well,
right.
Well, they're adding new equipment at the station to supposedly make everything better. And so clearly Bryn was routed in a wrong direction. And in the end, it's going to be amazing. I can't even wait. Uh-oh, I just lost Vinny.
Yeah, I don't know why I keep getting kicked out of these meetings.
I don't know.
All right.
All right. So how was your day yesterday, dear?
Yesterday's day was daddy daycare was the deal of the day.
So one of the best days ever.
Well, I mean, I like that kid a lot. So, you know, it's cool. But I never expected to spend that much time with her. It's a lot. It is. She goes,
I wonder if like
daddy, play with me, and has dolls, like 15 of them in her, like this.
Is this Isla or is this?
This is no. No.
Oh, the little one is.
The two-year-old wants to play dolls, and it's killing me. But beyond that, everything's cool. Like, you know, I mean, I have to just sort of suck it up and play dolls.
It is like a letting go. I remember thinking, you know, you can't really have a bunch of other stuff. Even if you have stuff on your mind, you have to shove it to the back. It's like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to.
Yeah.
Me and these kids are gonna have a this is gonna be so great. I'm gonna try to be a kid. It doesn't work, but you try.
Yeah. So not everybody in tech, I don't think everybody in tech goes through this, but there's always seems to be sort of a reshuffling in the new year.
Okay.
And like, I think it officially takes place sometime in February, but the Mrs. work life every year at this time goes into a transition. Either she finds out she's staying where she is, or going to another team.
Oh,
and yesterday was one of those big meeting days, and I was like, "All right, I got this."
So is she going to another team, or is she staying where she is?
From the sound of it, does look like change is on. So I just one of those things that
God,
they
I hate
do.
Change. I just well, like things to. I like things to. Just I like to mark time, you know. Just
change
here marching
is definitely at the very least it can be scary the unknown whatever. So she had her meetings and I hung out with the kid and it was I'm pretty sure these days are blending no doubt and now that we're back at work I'm having to kind of go okay it's Tuesday like you know what I mean like during vacation I lost track of everything.
It's a day.
Yeah, I didn't know at all what day you couldn't have. Anytime you asked me, I would have been like, I don't know.
Let me think
about
it.
I have no idea what day.
Hold on. Right.
But anyway, so that's she just dealt with that change, and I dealt with the kid, and I think there was a lot of rain, so we stayed in, and there were a few moments where I got her chilling, and we're just kicking it, and I'm like, oh, this is perfect, and it just won't last.
Yeah.
She just won't stay in that position. So I get a moment where I get some cuddles and some hugs, and we're mellow and I'm just so happy
and then it's like get up we gotta do this
she just wiggles turns her butt wiggles gets up moves on and I have to go then the party train moves to the next thing
whatever the next thing is what's her favorite what's her doll like what you know what's
she's very into Toy Story right now very into it so she's got a Woody she's got a Jesse she's got a Bullseye
Jesse and Bullseye
did you get the Lotso There's a Lotso that smells like strawberries.
We don't have Lotso, but we have...
Who's Lotso?
He's in
the purple one. He's in three.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
He's the evil bear, but he smells really good.
He's the bear in the daycare.
Yeah.
I don't remember him at all. I think I've only seen Toy Story 3 once, and it must have been years ago.
Yeah, it's the one where the toys end up at daycare, and there's a hierarchy at daycare. Some toys get to be with the older kids. Ah. And the younger kids are all the new toys get the living, you know.
Oh,
it's very accurate.
They got to get taken down to that level. Yeah. I mean, a daycare toy, it's like, you know, it's got to get a little beat up.
Anyway, we got Rex. We got all the key
characters.
Yeah. And then, so yes, that's what I did yesterday. I played dolls.
Oh, what fun.
Then I did some, we're still sort of putting away Christmas stuff and cleaning up around here. So that's,
yeah,
there
we
you
have,
go. There's
we have this attic where you have to pull down the stairs, you know?
I love that.
It's nice, and it is certainly convenient, better than having to get a ladder out or whatever, but it doesn't seem to, it never seems like, the pile has to be big enough before we pull the ladder down and someone gets up there and you hand the stuff up the ladder to them, up the, you know, whatever the little mini stairs are. So we have this huge pile, like, we're doing that too, taking down all the Christmas stuff. Oh, right. There's lots. Oh, I see. I'm getting a picture of the purple bear. So we're, so there's a pile. There's the couple bins of like Christmas stuff, and then we have these big balls that we hang on. Oh, we lost Vinny. Oh,
you know,
there he is. All right.
I don't know why it keeps refreshing like that, because nothing has changed over here. My signals are all strong. I have this. It's the same. It just keeps changing.
No, well, it's perfect right now.
All right.
So anyway, the pile has to get big enough. But yes, we're also, you know. I don't like the lingering Christmas decorations, because what is it, cheap decor? I just want the I want to put all that stuff away. It's nice to take it out at Christmas. And
the you're talking about the 21 Pilots Christmas song.
Yeah,
that song, he really nailed it.
In a way, he kind of ruined Christmas decorations, because everywhere I looked, I'm like, oh, more cheap plastic decor.
Mm. But it is.
I know. You whip it out.
It's cheesy, but that is also what's great about it. It's, you know, it's temporary.
Excuse me.
Did you just snort?
I'm laughing at it.
No, Sarah, once Vinny pointed that out, I went home and I was looking around our house, and we have all, like, it's just cheap decor. And then we took it down this weekend, and I was looking around. I'm like, well, now it's boring. I want the cheap decor back.
Right. Put the cheap, you know, flashing lights and stuff back up there.
Yeah, they really nailed it. That's a... Anyway.
Yeah, it's the only way you could, like, tolerate that stuff, you know? If you had to spend all kinds of money for it, then you wouldn't want to pack it away every year. But then you take out the cheap stuff, and it's stuff that you'd never put anything that was some cheap decor up in your some plastic, you know, wonky thing with all kinds of stars and crap hanging off of it, you know. But we accept that at Christmas time. It's just like, oh, great, plastic tinsel and little garlands that are shedding everywhere, and trees that fall apart in your house, and
the elf on the shelf.
Sure,
you can't believe how many people showed up in our neighborhood because of the over-decorating we all did.
Oh, and yes.
It's just really neat to see. I mean, I walked out my front door one of the days, and there's a grown woman with her boyfriend / husband, I don't know, but they are in my front yard, and she is standing next to the blow-up Olaf.
Oh.
In a Christmas hat.
So you were part of this Christmas tour. You made it sound like you just put up a string of lights and...
No, you've got blow-ups and all kinds of... No. Christina is not one to not party with the people.
We didn't
get anywhere near their level. Like I said, one of the days I came home from surfing, I think it was Saturday night, at dark. It was dark when I pulled up. And my neighbor across the street was up on the roof while people are streaming through the neighborhood, adding to his display as I'm trying to pull my board and, you know, wetsuit out of the car. And I'm just like, Jesus, it never stops.
Well, you guys had stuff hanging across the street, and
really neat. And it was really neat to see people into it. And this lady is taking a picture next to Olaf in my front. Hey, Merry Christmas. Thanks for doing this. It absolutely brightened our day. I'm taking a picture of Olaf for my grandkids. And I went, great, let me get out of here.
Oh,
slam. And then, you know, as soon as she was done, I walked back out to go get the mail or whatever I was doing.
Right.
So, yeah, it's cheap decor, yes.
Cheap decor.
Yes, that's what spread all the disease at the San Jose Hospital. More cheap decor.
Yep, little blow-up Christmas tree guy.
Yeah, the blow-up Christmas tree guy was actually a girl, it turns out. But, yeah, that's one of those... I don't know what that costume cost, but it had a batteries and a blow up fan or a fan to blow up the costume.
I feel so bad for that girl.
Oh, yep.
I mean, absolutely. Someone has died now from that outbreak. She's just trying to be happy.
Yeah. The quote is she was trying to spread joy. at a place where they've been, you know, under it now for.
And she works there, right? So it wasn't like it was, you know, it wasn't some random coming in. These are her coworkers.
She was trying to lift the spirits of the people she works with. It's a bummer.
Terribly sad.
Cheap
decor. Believe it or not, it's already time because we had that whole little snafu.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here's a song, and we'll come back with the trash right after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.